My guest on Book Notes this month is a conductor turned CEO. His name is Paul Jan Zdunek, and he's co-authored a book with Dustin Davis. It's called Cowboys and Conductors, Conversations on Horseman-Humanship. And Nicholas McGeegan, a music director, described this as a fine, thought-provoking book which ably connects the dots between two seemingly very different professions and ways of life that, because of these authors, we find have a lot more in common than one could have expected. And certainly Nicholas has picked up on my first question. I mean, these seem very disparate ideas, not only in how you've constructed the book with a horse rider and a conductor, but also the idea of being conductor and then CEO. So how did that transition come about for you?
That's an excellent question. When you're standing in front of a musician orchestra, they are all been doing their craft longer than you've been doing your conducting craft, quite frankly. And so I think of a racehorse, you know, which is kind of the connection too. You know, these are fantastic musicians that you have to pull together and really get as much out of them individually and collectively. And that's the fun of it. And really the book also is about, same thing with Dustin, the way he works with horses. You know, the horse can't say, hey, I'm tired or I want to go back to the barn, I forgot something, you know, and he has to feel what the horse is telling him to be able to work with him and then match that. And it's very similar with conducting because you don't get up and start talking. You get up and start showing and you have to address issues, support people, know when to let them go, know when to get in there and help fix something, all without saying anything and all doing it in real time. And that's how Dustin and I, when we first got together, I was watching how he was working with horses and said, you know, tell me about this, tell me about that. And what he was talking about is how I've worked with musicians and now how I translate that into working with teams of, you know, listening and looking and sensing and peripheral vision and reacting to that, you know, not ignoring it.
So having quoted Nicholas, I'm now going to quote you. Leadership is an art, not a science. Like painting, sculpting, or playing a musical instrument, it takes perpetual practice to perfect. So what is this trademarked gray leadership?
Gray leadership is about, we have so much information coming at us every single moment. There isn't a black and white anymore. There isn't a yes or no or a zero or one. It's all sort of possibilities and it depends to me. So really it's trying to have a foundation of which you're making decisions, but also allowing information to come across your plate and deciding based on that information. So gray leadership is keeping yourself open and the book sort of lays out some of these foundations of understanding again what my driver is, your own driver, but then understanding what other people's drivers are and try to match that or figure out how you're going to work with those drivers. But you also have to take all these cues from others that we don't normally think about or pay attention to.
I've been speaking to conductor turned CEO and now also turned writer. And this is Paul Jan Zdunek, whose passion is connecting people to their aha moments. This is through gray leadership. And he's co-authored with Dustin Davis, Cowboys and Conductors, Conversations on Horseman-Humanship. You can find out more on the website, cowboysandconductors.com. Thanks so much, Paul. What an interesting concept.
Thank you very much for having me.